Welcome to Strategic Seminars Radio. Strategic Seminars presents topics on business, leadership, team building, relationships, sales training, customer service, spirituality, and personal development. Our website is www.strategic-seminars.com. Now, here's our program.
A very special day for us because we have a guest, Dr. Bill Cook, who is a geriatric psychiatrist down in Jackson, Mississippi, also practicing in Natchez, Mississippi. And one of the best parts about this is he's a dear old friend. Today isn't, so it's a real delight to have Dr. Cook with us. And we're going to be talking about the book that he and I created together, which is The Third Act, A Baby Boomer's Guide to Finishing Well. And this was a really fun project for me because we're able to not only spend some time together working on this project, but also reflecting on the kinds of things that are part of life as a baby boomer and as you approach retirement or into retirement and those that have passed the retirement mark, all the things that are part of life for that. So I'm very delighted to have you with us today, Bill.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Grant. I appreciate you inviting me.
Oh, this is great. Well, we'll just go through some basic ideas and perhaps we can get some of your reflections on topics that you think are important when it comes to thinking about being a baby boomer and the kinds of transitions and changes that are part of life for baby boomers and things that kind of, that you would see in your practice and in your experience of dealing with people with the wide range of things that are related to that. What are some of the challenges and opportunities for people as they approach the third act of their life?
Grant, I think there are three major areas that people deal with as they approach their third act. One is in the area of physical issues. As you get older, there are a lot of challenges that occur with our physical health that we have to adapt to as we get older. Mm-hmm. There's another area that I think is important is the emotional component of our lives as we get older. And another important area as we get older that we all deal with is the issue of finances. Mm-hmm. There's some individuals, as they get older, come into some money and maybe it's an opportunity for them. Others find that their monies are drying up and they're living off fixed incomes, and that kind of challenge occurs in many individuals as they get older.
Retirement brings many changes for a person. What should people think about as they get close to the retirement years?
Well, Grant, you know, it goes back to some of the challenges, as I just mentioned, but it's important when you're younger to think about all areas of your health, your finances, and I think it's important to create a network of support as you get older, because many times your children have moved away or your parents are deceased, cousins have moved away, and it's important to create some type of supportive network for you as you mm-hmm. get closer to retirement. And then there's a big question of what do we do after retirement, you know, because many times with the way baby boomers are living longer, they have many years, even after retirement, to sort out.
Mm. Very important. The aging process often brings a number of health changes for people. What are some of the strategies we can use to have a more healthful third act?
Well, I think that it's important that we think about all different areas of our health, and some of these areas include physical, mental, and dental. Our teeth wear mm-hmm. out, and sometimes we have to get dentures or bridges or plates, things like that. Mm-hmm. As far as strategies, we need to sort out the fact that we've got to have some type of relationship with some type of primary care doctor and a dentist, and be able to have some type of insurance that will help cover us when we get ill as we get older. And all of these things are better done when you're younger than older, as you know, Grant.
Mm-hmm. So really important to get a head start on some of that as opposed to waiting till you get there.
Better to do it in Act 1 and Act 2 instead of Act 3.
There you go. Very good. One of the tough parts of growing older is that we lose people from our story. How do people best deal with those kind of almost inevitable losses that we have as we go through life, and certainly they seem to accelerate as we get older?
Some people deal with loss better than others. Some people react to loss with severe depression, anxiety, and grief. And some people, as they get older, are able to handle losses better than others. But I think we need to rely on our family members that are still with us. Our friends are very important. It's so important to have friends as we get older to provide that support as we lose others and deal with inevitable losses in our life. There's a psychologist named Erickson that discussed different ages as we age, and generativity is a topic that comes to mind as we all get older. And people in their Act 3, as they are starting to realize their own mortality, it's important to give back to those that are younger than ourselves, and to invest in people's lives that are younger as a natural process of dealing with loss. If dealing with loss becomes too overwhelming and becomes more of a mental health issue, it's important to seek out professional help through a mental health professional. And I don't want to forget another aspect that can be helpful in dealing with loss is the spiritual aspect of our lives. And that can be important for support as we deal with loss.
No, good. Very helpful. We're speaking with Dr. William S. Cook, Jr., who is the geriatric psychiatrist in Jackson, Mississippi, as well as serving in Natchez. Again, our story goes back to 1977, which is a very long time ago, so we're grand old friends, and we're speaking today about the book that we wrote together, which is called The Third Act, A Baby Boomer's Guide to Finishing Well. The book is intended for people as they approach retirement, as they're baby boomers, as they get closer to the changes that age brings along and the kinds of challenges and opportunities that it means when each of us gets a little older, and then as we get into retirement, some of the decisions and challenges that are faced there. So it's called The Third Act, A Baby Boomer's Guide to Finishing Well. We have lots of chapters in that book, and one of the strange chapters that might surprise people is that we have a chapter on pets. Why would a pet be helpful for people as they get into their later years, Bill?
Well, Grant, you know that I have a couple of miniature bull terriers that are very important in my life. And I think that pets can be a strong emotional support as we get older. As we deal with loss and our friends die and family die, and perhaps there's a lot of change in our lives, which is inevitable, pets can provide unconditional love for us and emotional support. And also, it can take our minds off our own problems. When we're caring for a pet and taking care of a pet, that can be a strong emotional support for us as we get older. And I think that having a pet is very important for older individuals.
And, of course, that could be the range from dogs, as you and I have, to birds or even a goldfish, I suppose, depending on the circumstances of the person and what kind of pets they can have where they live.
Absolutely.
Great. One of the things that we concentrate on, coming from our own experience as well as from what you've observed, is the importance of friendships. Why do friendships help us in our third act of life?
Friendships, I'm finding, are so much more important than I ever thought when I was younger. When we first met, Grant, you know, our friendship was very important, but as we've gone through different experiences through the years, it's become even more important because the reality is we're not in situations to meet a lot of friends as we get older and older. Our network of acquaintances and friends actually decreases as we get older, so it's so important to maintain contact with our friends and to share experiences over the years and to have friendships of all ages, not just, you know, our own peers, but that issue of generativity that I talked about earlier. It's important to develop friendships with individuals that are younger than ourselves so we can invest. A natural process is for those that have children, but even for those that don't have children, that issue of generativity is still within us, and it's so important to be able to invest in those that are younger than ourselves.
Oh, that's great. Helpful advice, and certainly a great pleasure when you can have friends, and especially old friends. So it's a real treat for me to be with you on the radio today and to give our listeners an opportunity to hear some of your story. So it's been really a lot of fun. Really appreciate you being here, Bill.
Well, I appreciate you asking me, and it was a pleasure.
Great. Well, this is, again, a discussion with Dr. William S. Cook, Jr. Bill is an MD, a geriatric psychiatrist who practices in Jackson, Mississippi, as well as in Natchez, Mississippi. You can learn more about Bill on his Twitter account and also through Silverwoods Publishing, which is the place that has the information on this book. The third act, A Baby Boomer's Guide to Finishing Well, is available on Amazon in the various forms, on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, and around the world. It's also available on iTunes and Nook and in many other places. If you're a Kindle reader, you can get it on Kindle as well. So we'd recommend that you check that out. You'll see the links on the Blog Talk Radio site here, and you can also search us on the web. You can follow Dr. Cook at on Twitter, and you can follow me on Twitter as well as LinkedIn and the many other places. So we'd encourage you to do that if you'd like more information. And, of course, we're very interested in hearing from you as well. So it's been a good opportunity to review with Dr. Cook some of the big ideas that are covered in the book, and we look forward to more opportunities to follow through. So have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Strategic Seminars Radio. Strategic Seminars presents workshops, seminars, and retreats. Topics include business, leadership, team building, relationships, sales training, customer service, spirituality, and personal development. Our website is www.strategic-seminars.com. You can follow us on Twitter at StratSeminars. We would welcome your comments on this radio program. Email us using info@strategic-seminars.com. Strategic Seminars is a division of MCK Consulting, Inc. All rights reserved. Have a great day.